And welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program. UW Fond du Lac would merge with UW Oshkosh under a plan unveiled by the UW system president to merge the state's two-year schools with its four-year campuses in an effort to boost enrollment. What does all of this mean, and what is the reason for this merger? Joining us on this segment of the show, Regional Executive Officer and Dean for the two-year campuses, Martin Rudd. It's great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
All right. How long has this been in the works?
We found out about it when the story came out in the paper yesterday. And of course, have been receiving information through the press release that you would have got that came out from UW System today.
So you were not involved in this process at all?
I was not involved in this process at all.
What was your reaction when you heard about it?
Well, like a lot of people, I was surprised and went through a range of emotions, including excitement about the possibilities, given the objectives of why this proposed merger is being initiated. And I should say it is only a proposed merger because this has not been approved as of yet by the Board of Regents.
All right. The press release that was sent out listed a couple of things. One, they said the merger would make more classes available to two-year students. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. And the proposal with UW Oshkosh, which also includes the UW Fox Valley campus in Menasha that I currently oversee as the regional dean, is really going to present a three-campus university model. That is, a single university with three locations. The access mission that we have to general education, I think, will be expanded to include upper division courses at the UW campus in Fond du Lac. I'm saying that carefully because as of the 1st of July 2018, the University of Wisconsin Colleges, the system of 14 two-year campuses, won't exist anymore, as won't UW Extension. So we don't know what will be called. What we do know is that there will be a strong University of Wisconsin presence in our community here in Fond du Lac.
All right. I guess UW Fond du Lac, it'll still be the two-year school that students know today? I mean, is it going to be known as UW Oshkosh South?
We don't know. That's too far in advance yet. What we do know is that there will be three campuses of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and that will include the site, the physical location that we have out here on University Drive, the curriculum that we are planning, recruiting for, admitting students for, and will be teaching. Next year is in the process of development, and so students will be guaranteed those first 2 years of general education, the access mission that we have for a University of Wisconsin degree. We are in the business of creating University of Wisconsin graduates, and one of the objectives of this proposed merger is to increase the number of University of Wisconsin graduates, something that our workforce here in the state of Wisconsin needs.
So does this make a student's degree more attractive? Does it make it easier to transfer to the four-year schools?
So we believe we've done some excellent work, especially with UW Oshkosh, on transfer already. But the expectation is that we will continue to identify and reduce barriers to transferring credits. The aim of this is not to have all of our students transfer to UW Oshkosh, because there are plenty of other great places within the UW system and private schools where students can transfer. It's just that we're identifying the closest four-year partner and historically the one with which UW Fond du Lac has had the closest working relationship, and that is the Oshkosh campus. We have specific transfer mechanisms in place for students, and having this unified tri-location structure, we believe will enhance that even further.
All right, I'm sure a lot of the staff at UW Fond du Lac are saying, "What's my future now? What does this mean in terms of staffing?"
So this plan has been, you know, has been introduced with the emphasis that this is not about job reductions or job losses. This is about a student-centered approach to maintain tuition levels. And while we realize that there will be standardization and regionalization of administrative operations and services, there is an expectation that that the curriculum at the campus here will be robust and full. And of course, that requires both faculty and instructors to offer it, and administrative support to make sure that this location continues to operate in the high level that our community has come to expect.
You know, in Fond du Lac, there are going to be people saying, "Look, we invested millions of dollars to renovate and expand the campus several years ago. We just built, and grand opening was held a month ago on a new student housing project at UW Fond du Lac. We're doing all these things to try to attract students here. Compared to other two-year schools around the state, Fond du Lac, I don't know if enrollment's down a little bit, but it certainly isn't down like other two-year schools have seen."
That's right. So one of the unique pieces of the University of Wisconsin Colleges has been is that the commitment and the partnership with local government, in this case, Fond du Lac County. Fond du Lac County is the source of finance for the renovations and the upkeep on the campus. And so building projects that have taken place on the campus, and I must stress this, not the student housing, but the building projects, the renovations that have taken place, are funded by county dollars. And that's one of the pieces that we expect to stay in place through the partnership with the county. It is the Board of Regents that has those partnerships with the county, and we expect those to remain in place and for the unique accountability of these locations to the county and the involvement of the county to continue, both in terms of their desires to see the campus grow, and of course their desires to see the campus succeed.
Why do you think statewide there's been such a reduction in enrollment at the two-year schools?
That's a good question. You know, the demographics of the state have changed, and we have seen, on average, since 2010, a 32% decline in the number of full-time equivalent students at the UW colleges. Campuses in some locations where we have campuses, it's been even more acute than that. You know, we've seen decreasing numbers of total graduates of high schools, and that combined with a strong economy with low unemployment is generally responsible for the decreases that we've seen at our open access institutions. Virtually every UW institution has seen enrollment changes, including our comprehensive partners in Green Bay and Oshkosh and Stevens Point. So they have not been immune either. And of course, in times of decreased enrollment for us, we are also transferring less students to those institutions. We have seen a decrease in the number of students transferring because we have less students.
How concerning is that?
Well, that part of it has certainly been concerning. There's a lot of work that goes into recruiting and admitting and enrolling students. And you're right that at UW Fond du Lac, we actually have a larger freshman class than we did this time last year. And so while I wouldn't proclaim that enrollment trends have been reverse because, you know, they are down from the historic highs that we saw. You know, things such as the opportunity for students to be in housing, we hope are attractive options for students, and especially the fact that our tuition levels have remained at the lowest in the UW system. And so we are and we remain this great place to start your University of Wisconsin education, and we hope to have those expanded options for our Fond du Lac County students and those beyond Fond du Lac County from where we recruit.
Are you concerned about the atmosphere in Wisconsin over the last several years toward higher education, the massive budget cut to the UW system enacted by the legislature, the emphasis on going to work right out of high school, going to technical college, that's driving some students away?
So a couple of things about that. The restructuring that we did last year or 2 years ago that brought me into this regional dean's position was indeed a result of a $5.5 million budget reduction that we had to the University of Wisconsin colleges as part of that $250 million budget reduction that you talked about to the system. So that administrative reorganization, which effectively eliminated about 62 positions across our UW colleges, that was the driver for handling that budget reduction. What we've seen on top of that, of course, are the enrollment declines that lead to decreased tuition revenue on our campuses, and the changed support over the last 10, 15 years from how the state of Wisconsin funded the UW system to now has been pretty pronounced, and we are much more dependent on tuition revenue now than we were a decade or more ago. But that's been a trend in higher education throughout the U.S. as well. That's not a unique Wisconsin situation. What is a unique Wisconsin situation are our demographic challenges. This aging population, especially in the northern part of the state, very sluggish population growth. The growth of 18 to 64 year olds, so you know those that you might consider to be wanting to come to college, is expected to only grow at about 0.5% over the next 20 years. So we're experiencing some demographic challenges that are drivers for this decision or for this proposal that President Cross has put forward.
Regional Executive Officer, Dean for the two-year campuses in the UW system, Martin Rudd, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
You are welcome, Greg. Thank you very much.